7:15 on your Thursday morning. Do you know what that means? It means it is time for good news. And I am joined by Freya, my beautiful Thursday producer. Freya, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How's your week been?
A bit cold.
A bit cold? How many pairs of pants have you got on today?
Two currently.
Two. Because you're wearing tracksuit pants. So have you got like two pairs of tracksuit pants on, have you?
How dare you? These are jeans.
Oh, wait.
I'm wearing a hoodie. I'm wearing jeans and a hoodie, and then underneath I've got like workout tights.
I love it. Active wear.
Yeah.
But any incidental exercise you might want to do today.
Yeah, I might just sprint home, warm up the body.
Hey, you have got some fantastic good news stories for us today. What have you got for us first up?
Okay, first of all, the University of Tasmania has a green roof.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm actually like very interested in these as well. I think they're beautiful.
Okay.
So the University of Tasmania is building a new campus in Burnie.
Yes.
Yep, great. They've created a green roof, which is essentially a garden that's been grown on the roof. And it has about 10,000 shrubs planted. And the creator says that the roof will become a magnet for native wildlife.
A magnet.
Yeah.
Native
strong word.
Does the roof have to be like extra reinforced? I would imagine it would have to with dirt and plants and stuff up there.
Even just water, because so one of the benefits is stormwater management.
Yeah,
because
nice.
It'll just like suck it all up and that sort of thing. So I guess it'd have to be very particularly.
So don't
designed.
Just go home and don't. Throw a whole bit of dirt on top of your garage. And throw some grass seed up there.
I'm tempted though. I love these roofs.
You're tempted.
I went to CSU, and a few times
what
I went
is
to
CSU?
The Charles Sturt University.
Okay, yes. Okay, great. Thank you.
I was at the Wagga Wagga campus, but a few times I went down to the Aubrey campus, and they had a building that like the grass just grew up the side and onto the roof of it as well.
That's fun.
The Aubrey campus was very like ecological friendly, sustainable and things like that. So it was really
all those
cool.
buzzwords.
Yeah. But this time, the University of Tasmania is doing the good things.
I love it. Okay. And it also says there's been noise reduction. I guess that's because there's like insulation.
Yeah. Right? I guess like extra.
Yeah.
I was going to say cladding. Extra
dirt.
Layers. Yeah. Yeah. And natural cooling.
Yeah, nice.
So maybe
not that they need. Okay, they're freezing in Burnie, so hopefully it's also extra warming.
Yeah, I presume so.
Okay, what have you got for us at number two?
Hey, number two is last Thursday during Melbourne's lockdown, 50 little penguins made of sand popped up on Altona Beach.
Oh, cute!
Isn't that nice? So, if you're in the 10-kilometer radius of Altona Beach, then you could have gone for a walk and that sort of thing. So.
Yep.
Don't come for them.
Yeah.
They
don't
were
at
allowed.
Us.
Don't at us. They were allowed to. So stop. So these little penguins popped up, which is cute, and there were a little row of them along near the water. And people were so impressed by them and so cute and whatnot. Other people have started joining in and creating their own sand artwork.
There's like a little sand artwork community getting together.
It is. It literally is. So someone drew a big octopus and someone else set up a few penguins like playing AFL. Like they've drawn out an AFL field and put up little sticks for the posts and stuff. And the creator Kel said, "It means a lot that we've been able to brighten lockdown for a little for the locals."
Yes.
Which is so sweet.
I know. It's like, because you think this is fourth lockdown for Melbourne, right? So anything to get through. Oh, sweet. Okay. Yeah. And what's our final good news story for the week, Freya?
This one melts my heart. So there's an international movement called Cycling Without Age, where somebody takes the people with mobility issues around for a ride and a chat on a trishaw, which is like a, what do they call it, rickshaws?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's essentially an electric bike with a two-seater area at the front. And then someone's pedaling at the back.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And so Parks in New South Wales is the town that has just joined the movement. And three retirement villages so far have taken part. And the rides have become so popular that a committee is hoping to raise funds so parks can get their own one. They say it's become so popular that they need more than one.
Oh,
that they're lining up for it.
Everyone wants to go on the cycling without age. They want to cruise around town on the bike and have some. I mean, I want to cruise around town on the bike and have someone pedal me and chat to me.
Yeah, to be fair, I would too. Imagine sitting up with a little blanket.
I know.
And just been like, oh, I need to go to Woolies.
Quite lovely. I need to go to Woolies.
Take me to Woolies. Yeah, and so they're hoping to expand to Forbes as well next, which will be so good for small communities. My grandmother is in small community as well, yeah. And well, she would hate it. To be fair, she would hate it.
Why would she hate it?
She hates people.
Oh, okay, I love it.
Also,
okay.
She's very independent as well.
Okay,
so
great.
She's still like
she'd want to ride them on the bike.
You know what?
You hop in the front.
She would. She'd be like, I'll do it. I'll ride them round. And I'm like, oh, Nan, stop.
I love it.
And yeah, so Kate Thomas, who works at one of the park's retirement villages, said, our residents have become so proactive in getting out and enjoying the outdoors again. Whether it's chilly or not, they are just keen to have a ride.
Oh,
isn't that sweet?
That is so cool. Oh, my God. What a great selection of good news this week, Freya. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck with your incidental exercise under your jeans.